Radio that's passionate, genuine, personal. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Do you know what your local wetland has done for you lately? Wetlands function like nature's kidneys, mitigating the impacts of floods and droughts, protecting our communities, and supporting food production. Despite representing 6% of the Earth's surface, wetlands store 33% of the planet's carbon. If you value life, thank a wetland. Learn about wetlands at work with Ducks Unlimited Canada at ducks.ca/wetlands.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Archives of your favorite local programming are available online at ckuw.ca/schedule.
The following is CKUW 95.9 FM original programming created by volunteers in the community, made possible by generous listener support.
Hi, this is Greg McPherson, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting Community Access Radio in Winnipeg, CKUW 95.9 FM.
Thank you. there.
Yeah,
kisses.
Lucy was... Oh, hi. The other day, Lucy asked why there's so many songs about chickens. So, I had to explain it to her. These are eggs, and eggs are taste good and they're healthy. And Lucy doesn't lay any eggs.
Why are there so many songs about chickens? And what's on their inside? The chickens are visions, not just illusions. And chickens have nothing to hide. So we've been told, some choose to believe it. I know they'll lay eggs, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the chicken connection. The cookers, the bakers, and me. Said that every cluck would be heard and answered when wished on a morning star. Someday somebody thought of it and somebody believed it, and look what it's done so far. What's so amazing that keeps us free ranging? And what do we think we might see? Someday we'll find it, the chicken connection. The cookers, the bakers, and me.
Well, there you have it, Lucy.
How are we doing?
It's the Morning Jabber Cackle Choir. And Grandpa Russ at the hen house. Have a great day.
Oh, boy. There's a cuter word for it. I know. You are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Special. sing. Folks said he was a mean and a vicious man, and he better not set foot on his land. But I didn't think nobody could be that mean. So I took me out walking down a railroad track. I was gonna go down to that little old shack and just find out if all them things I'd heard was true. There's a big black dog laying out in the yard, and it growled at me, and I swallowed hard, and I heard somebody say, "Well, who are you?" Oh, and there he stood in the door of that shack, and his beard and his hair was long and black, and he was the biggest man I'd ever seen. When he spoke, his voice was low and deep. He just didn't frighten me, 'cause somehow I just knew he wasn't mean. He said, "What you doing snooping around my place?" And I saw a smile come across his face, so I smiled back and I told him who I was. He said, "Come on in and pull you up a chair. You might as well since you're already here." And he said, "Cause there was just so much we had to say.
Thank you. sailors never die. They rot at sea. Hello, my friend. My name is only McKnown to me. Went to war on the Caroline. Remember from that other song? Well, there the author got it wrong. Survived, did I? I did not drown. I lived on Turtle Isle. I jumped the Caroline. But she'd been had by Neptune. The thunder burnt the sea. Now coral grows inside her heart. Me and Jim, my lifeboat friend, with strips of flesh torn from his limbs. A chicken Jimmy kept me alive, though he wasn't much of a conversation. Lifeboat this and lifeboat that. For days and days I fought the waves and landed on an open beach of golden. Myself up off the sand, I hauled my body onto the land, and from the jungle there we stand. Layered color on my face, on my arms. One meal squat I fed on through white. Teeth. She tried to hide them underneath the dainty hands and nervous lips. Though I could not tell her so, she was the one who kept me breathing while the wild volcanoes fled. Told me I was sick with pride. All pumped up and sentimental. The sky grew dark with ash. The danger in my own spiral.
as I awoke, I could have sworn that Jimmy spoke, but it was probably